Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Peyton throws. He wants Demaryius Thomas. Left side, Thomas is there. And DT's got a Denver touchdown. Four-man rush. Peyton slides in the pocket. Throws one in the end zone. Pass is going to be caught. What a catch. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Eric Decker.
I'll tell you the one to Eric. It really is a luxury. Both he and Demaryius give you the opportunity to throw that ball high in the back of the end zone. You know, people call it kind of the Dwight Clark throw. It's our ball or nobody's ball. You can throw it high, but because of their height and their ability to jump, you can make that throw. And so that was really a good play, but especially because they were third down touchdowns. I thought that was impressive.
Broncos bring pressure. Von Miller's got him back at the 10. There's the all-time mark for a single season worth of sacks. He's now got a sack and a half. Five-man pressure again. Free shot again, and down he goes. That is Wesley Woodyard with the sack that will effectively end the game.
It gets nasty at the end of the game when it's there, especially when it's a cleanup. Elvis is one of the best closers in the NFL when it comes to getting tackles and sack forced fumbles. So it's exciting when we get that chance to pin our ears back and go after them.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and a very merry day after Christmas to all of you joining us this week on Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall, and this is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. Kind of a strange week, but the schedule-wise, it all kind of worked out with Christmas falling on a Tuesday. A lot of folks around here, including the players, got to enjoy some time off, spend time with their families, and everyone back at it in a very chilly practice field today at Dove Valley. Players are outside getting ready for the final game of the season. I can't believe I'm actually saying that, against the Chiefs coming up in a few days. John, you get to finish the season at home two games in a row. You wrap up against the AFC North, finish out that part of the schedule, and you wrap up against a team in your own division. Two teams that aren't going to be in the playoffs. Broncos are trending towards improving to where they want to be once the playoffs do start. And let's go back to the fact that the Broncos did beat the Browns by almost 20 points. All three phases really did contribute. Players said that really was the difference in the locker room postgame. And confidence-wise, I think each week you're seeing how they're learning, and they say they like to learn while they win. But they have other goals in mind. They have bigger expectations, and just a win against a team on week 16, sure, it's satisfying, but there are other things. There's a bigger picture involved.
There really is, and it's been the mentality that we've had for a long time, and the team's really done a tremendous job of keeping that same mentality, realizing that we control our own destiny as far as the playoffs, but not looking to the playoffs and taking care of the work that we have to take care of that's right in front of us. And so John and the staff, as well as the team, has done a tremendous job of keeping focused on the team, on the games at hand, as we did last week against the Browns. Really went out, played well, really made some big plays. Peyton made a couple great touchdown passes early in the game, that one to Demaryius and one to Decker. I mean, those were tremendous throws. And so we're continuing to get better week in and week out. Doesn't matter who we're playing, and be able to hit our stride going into the playoffs. And so, but before we get there, we've obviously got the Chiefs this week. You know, a 2-13 team that is much better than the record. And, you know, if you look at last week's game that they had against Indianapolis, they had over 500 yards of offense, 350 yards of rushing, and they lose. And that's kind of the year that they've had. So there's a lot of potential there. And go back to work today and really concentrate on trying to get ready for the Chiefs, because we're going to have to play well against the Chiefs, because,
sure,
they're a talented football team. And for us to get that where we want to get and get that at least the number two seed, we have to get a win this weekend.
If it's week two against the Falcons, or it's week five against the Chargers, or here the game the Broncos just played, week 16 against the Browns, how the players and the staff, you're talking to them all the time, how do you keep that level focus of just looking at who you're playing this week, when each week the stakes are different, when each week the situation is different, now you're so close to the playoffs? How do you do that? Because human nature, doesn't it kind of want to kick
that's
in?
Also that shows the maturity of a good football team too, because when you get in the playoffs, you're going to have to be able to understand the highs and lows of the playoffs, also control your emotions, whereas in these situations you have to get ready to play rather than back yourself off. And so I think that's it's a signs of a mature football team, and you cannot look too far ahead, as we've talked about the whole year, and it is hard to do. But as I've said, we've got enough veteran leadership on this team to be where the focus has stayed in one spot, which is what our business is this week, and then take it one week at a time. And I we talk about it, and I'm sure people get tired of hearing about it, but that's truly what it is. You have to take care of the business that's right in front of you.
Yeah, you have to, or you'll get beat if you're not thinking about that opponent for that week. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. And again, a very merry day after Christmas to all of you listening. We got a couple more segments left. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Play fakes, now slides in the pocket. He's got the crossing route. Here comes Demaryius Thomas with a burst of speed. He's going to be pulled down, but in Cleveland territory to the Browns' 44-yard line. Pressured as he throws. Ball will be caught by Demaryius Thomas. How he caught that ball, which was up for grabs right in front of the Cleveland bench.
We always talk about starting fast, and I think this is my first time for me starting that fast as an individual, but, you know, we started fast as an offense, and, you know, defense started fast, and, you know, everything was quick.
Bannon in the shotgun, two receivers on each side, takes the snap, looks left, throws left, Decker has it, Decker to the end zone, and Denver's got a touchdown.
You know, they've gotten better. They've taken ownership. You know, it's a tribute to all those guys in that locker room and, you know, the hard work they've put. And it's not just been one guy. I mean, obviously he's been an important cog, no doubt. But we've got a lot of guys that, have put everything into this. And we'll see where it takes us.
Once again, that final score from Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Broncos 34, Cleveland Browns 12. And again, Browns had the coin flip, won the toss, deferred, said Peyton, all right, here you go. You and the offense can have the football. We'd like to have it coming out of halftime. That first drive, Broncos go down the field, and you see on their way towards 34 points. And you touched on the last segment, John. Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas, the throws, the catches, the one in the first quarter where, for me, shooting-wise, it's in the sun and it dropped off into the shadow. And Demaryius said after the game, he was surprised that ball was there because there was nowhere else it could have been. And it's just another example of more of these throws, this relationship growing, and it's starting to peak.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a tremendous throw. And I think, you know, both those to Demaryius, the first one as you're talking about, and the fact that where he put it on the inside, and Demaryius,
yep.
You can see him, the maturation in Demaryius right there, and the fact that he kept his body between the defender and the ball, reached out and made a great catch. But it was a natural reaction that, you know, we just see the growth in Demaryius in shielding the defensive back away from that ball and Peyton putting it where he could and making a great catch. And so that's just the maturation process that we're seeing in those wide receivers that are in, you know, you can see the confidence that we continue to play and the confidence continues to grow week in and week out.
Was that the same route that was a little either overthrown or just not completed in Baltimore? There was one to Demaryius.
It was, but obviously we were in the red zone when Peyton made this throw, but it was the same type coverage and same play, except the fact that it was just a little shorter. And they're a little mixed up on where Demaryius was going and crossed the safety's face instead of staying over the top in Baltimore, whereas this one he stayed over the top and Peyton put it right where he thought he was going to be, and hence, we got the touchdown out of it.
Yeah, there you go. Spent a couple days back at practice, and there it is. That it connects,
there you go.
And it turns out
a little discussion, and everything's fixed.
Right, everything's fixed. And Eric Decker, again, both these receivers and Jacob Tammy. I remember on the broadcast of the game, Dave Logan said a couple of times, Jacob Tammy's on the loose, and he's rumbling downfield, and he's helping the Broncos switch fields there, I think, in the third quarter. And momentum, it is something you can see. It is something that is important. And whether it's the yardage that we talked on, these touchdowns, these routes, the timing, or just the protection, it's everyone. This momentum is tangible. And do you see it at where it's been its best now this season as we're getting ready for Week 17?
Well, it really is. And I think that, you know, the thing that has been emphasized, especially if you look at these late games where you got teams that aren't going to the playoffs, and really what you want to do is momentum comes from the fact that if you can take the hope away from the other team, even though the Cleveland Browns, they're still a young, talented football team, just haven't had a lot of things go their way, and they're kind of playing the year out. But it goes to show you that if you can get on them early, like we had the opening drive, get on them early, take some of that hope away from them, then it's a little bit easier to get through it. But the longer you let them stay in a game, a team that shouldn't be there, then, you know, the more hope it gives them. And so we're able to kind of take their breath away early and just stay on top of them. Jacob had a great game, two big catches, you know, a lot of yards. They really busted two coverages on him, and so Peyton was able to find him and get some big plays. But, you know, as you said, momentum and getting on top of these teams is so important because you don't want to give them that hope.
And then you see the pressure defensively, and Von Miller setting the single-season sack record for a Denver Bronco. He accomplished that on Sunday against the Browns. And towards the end of that game, I mean, goodness, it doesn't matter if it was Von, if it was Elvis, Wesley Woodyard. Mike Adams came close on a couple,
Jack,
too.
Yeah, Jack stayed after him late and really turned up the gas, especially late in the game. But, you know, the defense has just continued to get better week in, week out. As we get a lead on the offensive side, you know, we're able to turn those pass rushers loose and do a lot of different things with blitz packages, plus turning, you know, Von loose and letting him go after it. So it's really fun to watch. You know, congrats to Von. What a tremendous year he's had to set that team record for the sacks this year, and you know, I never know. Hopefully you can have a big game this week against Kansas City, maybe get the big record.
Did you identify that dance he did afterwards?
You know, it's always fun to watch because you never know which dance it's going to be, and I'm trying to figure out if he plans that or it's just spontaneous. And that last one looked last week's looked spontaneous.
Yeah, it looked, I don't think he quite knew what to do, and all of a sudden he said, oh, I'm just going to spiral around. We said it was churning butter. I don't know what it was, but he does enjoy doing it. And yes, you're right, Coach Del Rio, as you just touched on, turned up the gas, had it going all the way until the final play of the game. We got one segment left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall's LA Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Grabbed and down he goes in the backfield, plus two penalty flags thrown. Von Miller was there. Elvis Dumervil was there.
From the shotgun, and McCoy's in all sorts of trouble. And down he goes inside the 10, facing a six-man pressure. Dumervil's got him, and down he goes.
You know, it's a W. That's the most important stat. And, you know, there's ups and downs in every game. You know, you look around the league, and, you know, you got to show up every Sunday, and part of you know, being good and doing the things you're trying to do every year, you've got to be consistent. And, you know, that's not letting down. And I think our team's done a pretty good job of that of late.
Again, the Broncos 12-3 as they get ready for the final week of the regular season, which means the playoffs are coming. It means January is coming. And big news around the NFL today, John, the announcement of this year's Pro Bowlers. And say what you want about the game, the recognition is something to consider and be proud of, and players talk about that quite a bit because this is voted on by players, it is voted on by coaches, and it is also voted on by the fans. Broncos will be sending three starters to this year's Pro Bowl: Peyton Manning, Von Miller, and Champ Bailey. Elvis Dumervil and Ryan Clady also will make the trip, and then Demaryius Thomas receiving a first alternate nod to go to the Pro Bowl. That's six guys, John. There's some other six players right now who have been recognized by their peers and by coaches who deserve a Pro Bowl nod, your reaction?
Well, that's always great. I mean, I think that, you know, as a player, it's always nice to get that recognition from the coaches as well as the players. And so, you know, my congratulations go out to those five guys as well as DT. It's nice to see, you know, you always look at it and we always get biased and think that we should have had more guys on the team. But it's nice to have those five guys get that recognition. And then DT, you know, being a first alternate. So it's a, you know, a great thing for them. And they will represent the Denver Broncos very well.
I think eight guys in the history of the league have been to 12 Pro Bowls. Make that 9-10. Champ Bailey and Peyton Manning will join that group this year. That sounds like that's kind of a reserved club there. That's an elite level. That's an elite group. That's 10 guys in the history of the NFL who have been to 12. You're watching it now firsthand.
Two special guys right there, and I think that when you talk about, you know, players and the greatness of players, and you know, you look at Champ and you look at Peyton, and for them to be elected to another Pro Bowl, I think it just goes to show you that, you know, how great their careers have been. And, you know, obviously they're on a direct path to Canton, and we're just thrilled that they're on our team. And, you know, hopefully this is just kind of a kickstart for us, and we can use this momentum and carry it on into the playoffs and get the ultimate goal.
Well, we already touched on Kansas City. I won't ask you questions about the playoffs yet. We'll talk about that next week when we know everything is set. We know who we're playing. We know when we're playing, and all the details come out. But again, thanks for the time in the short week. Again, Merry Christmas to all of you who joined us this week, this day after Christmas. And again, congratulations to all those Bronco players who will participate in this year's Pro Bowl. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.